kind of.
I know it's on a whole different scale, but there are actually women who are in that situation too. This is not me talking from experience.
That's different because if a woman's a virgin, okay. If you have a man and a woman that are virgins, yeah, and they're not doing it because of religion or anything or any kind of moral compass, yeah, the woman's a virgin by choice, the man's a virgin not by choice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you lot agree with that?
Yeah, no, because what if he has a moral compass?
Situation.
Jesus Christ, I gave you a fucking normal example.
I'm very logical.
What if this, bro, I gave you an example. Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
There's two people. One's a man, one's a woman. Yeah, they're both virgins. They're not virgins because of religious beliefs or moral compass. They're just normal, modern man, modern woman, living their best life. If sex comes, they don't mind, yeah?
Okay.
If they are both virgins, yeah? The woman is a virgin by choice. The man is a virgin and it's not by his choice. It's by the choice of the women he's approaching and them rejecting him. Do you understand?
Wait, I need you to...
What is there not to understand?
I totally understand.
Wow.
Because he could approach women in his level. That's my thing.
And
that's
they could still
thing.
Reject him,
but
bro.
But they won't, though.
What do you mean they won't? I'm genuinely saying,
I'm not even being funny right now. Wow. Why would they reject him? I'm being real. I'm
because maybe he's busted.
Laugh.
Maybe he's a duck. Maybe he's short.
What if
maybe
she's a duck,
broke.
Though? That's what I'm saying.
But women have intrinsic... Bro, you're not understanding.
Okay, yeah.
Women have intrinsic value. And really and truly, there's a lot of desperate men out there. Because there's a lot of men, there's a lot of men that don't get no vagina and are desperate. They are willing to sleep with women that are sub 5.
That's true.
So, do you understand
now? Yeah, no, I get it now. Cool. Well, so for us, it's a choice. Fair enough. Maybe we should just switch places to men then and let them make it their choice to not have sex.
Yeah, but remember, what we have to remember is, as women, we're built differently from men.
Yeah, so we don't
need to. Yeah, but we need to stop comparing ourselves. We're not equal. We're not on the same level. Okay. The system has made it, 50-50. No, babe, it doesn't go like that.
Yeah.
In reality, a man is made
to
totally
procreate.
It's not only that alone. And overall, differently from a woman. Okay. We need to stop comparing ourselves. For example, when you guys were saying about men having body counts and women, and it's okay. Why is it okay for men?
Why it's okay for me, yeah, but other people.
Yeah, but why can't a woman... You're not supposed to just carry... Right. This is why a lot of women are single. And they're just baby moms.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
And this is why a lot of women, even my age... Do you know how much of women I've come across, my age, that have how many baby dads? For one, for me. Two, just single... They keep looking for men and they have a child. Babe, you have to remember, think about that child. You keep worrying about this relationship. It's not about that. For me, when you have a man, just go in and love him. Like, you know what I mean? Stop having up these guards up and you're looking for this high figure. He needs to be driving Mercedes and BMW car. Listen, you're going to be single for a very long time.
No, but if I drive a Mercedes...
You're reaching your 40. You're reaching your 40.
That's a bit hard.
You end up... No, I'm talking reality. You reach at 40... And have no man.
Babe, I'm not looking for men.
I'm not saying you. Okay, okay. You forever since, I'm not even going to lie, you've been jarring me from throughout this show. Like, everything is based on you. It's not you personally.
Okay.
I'm saying on an overall, when it comes to women, stop having certain mindset or too high.
Mm.
And you can't bring nothing to the table. You're not bringing nothing to the table, but you want this man to have, he should be having 12-figure. He should be driving a Mercedes car and having a house. And, this age I have... Like, no, you need to get to reality and stop following social media. Yeah. It's not even about social media.
Yeah.
It's about the real reality. Like, some women can't even cook.
But
they go in and want men to be bringing all this. And they're always bashing men.
Who? Yeah.
Like, in a sense of putting down men. Like, even when a man... It could be a good-looking guy approach a woman. And she'd be rejecting him. Do you know how big that is for him? The same thing this young man was saying in the corner.
But do you think that happens, though?
Like, it does happen. It does happen. And listen, I've got cousins, I've got cousins.
I don't think women
probably
reject men
near
like
enough
this,
as king. No, seriously, I've got good-looking cousins. When I mean Chris, I've got cousins that's electrician.
And you think
you was gonna say as good looking as King Richard's?
No, sure, no, but no, 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 hold on.
As good looking as King Richard's,
hold on. Hold on. No, no, hold on. No, 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 no.
You nearly made it, bro.
No, no, no.
You nearly made it.
Yeah, we all know you're good looking. Calm down.
No, don't get me wrong.
Do you think women reject them though?
No, what I'm trying to say is all these guys in here is good looking.
Yeah, we know that. But do you think women reject them?
Of course. I've got cousins.
Do you think women reject them?
You know what? Yeah.
I don't think so. Wait, wait, wait. The average woman would sit here and be like, no thanks to these guys here.
But what? Listen,
Yasmina said it earlier on. She said it earlier on.
Let her finish and then you can go. Let her finish and you can go.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah.
I've been hearing all this for so long.
Go on.
My friend requested for me to come on here. This is why I came on here. I've been watching these podcasts as well as this one. And trust me, these women have this always, oh, it's all about me, 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 me.
You think?
This is why a lot of women are single.
Yes.
This is why a lot of women are just baby moms or just going around having kids with different guys.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, my children are all one same dad. Yes. And I've always said it, if it doesn't work out, my main focus is my children. There is no next man coming in my door. Amen. Because hear what? I can't afford of brainwashing or giving my kids them different, oh, it's all right. Yeah, when I was younger, I saw mommy, like different men coming in. No, that cycle for me is dead. Yeah, from when I was 16, I knew what I want. And I've got it. And I will always stick with that. But I'm telling you, if women, a lot of women had mentality like myself, personally.
I start ad-libbing her.
Trust me.
That's jarring.
We won't.
You are jarring. I'm not going to lie. You're kind of jarring, bruv.
We won't. A lot of us wouldn't even be single. Because even when I was at your age, who's 23 again? Who's you? When I was 23, I was in a relationship. And I'm with the guy now, still. Aww. Do you know what I mean? So this is what I'm saying is, when you have that mentality of, oh no, stop following social media. Let's face up to reality. First of all, the basic skills as a woman. Can you bloody cook?
Yeah.
Second of all, can you be a nurturing woman? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be a good mom? Are you?
Hold on. Are you annoying?
Are you asking me?
Wow. I was looking at the screen. This girl, are you asking me? Blood.
You know, can...
Bro, do you know that annoying thing, yeah? Not being annoying can even start, bypass not being able to cook. Not being able to do a lot of things. Just don't be annoying, bruv. And a lot of girls have a problem with not being annoying, bruv. A lot. That's all I'm going to say, but carry on.
These women, I notice as well... There's so much issue with women, but they don't like correcting it. They like to always blame it on everybody else or an ex-man or the experience they've had with a man. But it's not about that. It's about picking yourself up and taking up that responsibility and just be like, you know what? I was wrong and stuff like. For example, a lot of men don't like women with weave and what's this contoura thing? No, seriously. And I think it was a gay man that started that originally. And this contour. And I'm like, yes, I am. I'm on social media, but when it comes to my personal life and things like that, it's not on social media. I don't do all that in like, you know what I mean?
But you know what? Do you know the thing is, like, because obviously it's a different generation, innit? Because you got to understand, like, obviously, probably the way you grew up probably wasn't the same as, like, these lot have grown up, like, 23. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, they've grown up with the TikTok, with the Instagram, like, everything's about that. Like, do you get what I'm saying? That's why... Don't shake your finger because you kept referring to social media every time you said something. Because... No, it's not because, bro. You didn't have to refer to Instagram. You didn't have to refer to, I scroll when I see this. You didn't. You could have said stuff in real life. Stop talking off the mic and stop interrupting. Yeah? Yeah, yeah. Stop interrupting. So you could have used examples from real life, that, which you have done a couple times. But when you tried to make really strong points, you referred to social media. Social media again is not the real world.
I never said it was my real world, but I'm saying that in the topics that we're talking about with guys and girls, a lot of it does go back to kind of social media. For me personally, no, I'm trying to look at it from an outside perspective. And even like with what you said, I don't remember.
No, no, it's fine. Go on, go on.
But what you said, like, with looking at a lot of things, like, the way that you said that you raise your kids, it's the same with me, believe it or not. Like, my mum, single parent, like, she never, ever, ever had another man around the house. Like, I've grown up with a very strong woman, but it's a lot of the time, the only time I ever see, like I mentioned before, with men hating women, is when I go on social media. Otherwise, I wouldn't actually be exposed to all of this stuff. As soon as I click on it, that's all I see. Do you know what I mean?
So, you know, do you see women hating on men?
I see people hate on people.
Okay, cool. So if everyone, if men hate on women and women hate on men, why are you even referring it? Because then that happens equally, innit?
I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean? You don't know? It is or isn't, bruv?
I think they don't want to like that.
People hate on people.
What's going on, people? I'm King Riches, and you're on the King Riches YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe right now and have the notification bell ringing so you don't miss any of the quality content on this here quality channel. We've got something for everyone. We got the street interviews, we got the reaction videos, and we got the podcast. In the street interviews, I go out there and ask the general public questions pertaining to dating, such as do nice guys finish last? And then on the reaction videos, I react to crazy stuff you see on the internet. And on podcasts, we go more in depth on issues pertaining to dating and men's self-improvement. So if you know you like content like that, make sure you subscribe right now and have that notification bell ringing so you don't miss anything. Do it now.